It's group therapy with the Playhouse in the Morning.
All right, what's the problem that you are dealing with there? And we're going to just stick with the first initial. So first initial J today. What you thinking?
Yeah, I think I'm stuck in a bind. Mm-hmm. My 9-year-old looked at my phone, and now I think she may or may not know about my side piece.
So you're married, you're seeing somebody, it was a secret?
All of the above.
Anything your 9-year-old's figured you out?
Exactly. Do I delete it, play it off, say she's imagining things, or address it?
So your husband obviously doesn't know this is happening. Nobody knew this was happening. You think maybe, but you're not sure your 9-year-old's figured you out. And you are hoping that people have advice as to how to move forward?
Mm.
I'll be honest with you. I don't know if a lot of people are going to feel terrible for you, but we'll see what happens.
Okay.
You can tell your husband. That's always an option available to you. Thoughts on that one, Amy Kay?
I would not say anything.
Really?
Like, I don't know. You don't know if your kid knows or not. And you don't want to ruin things for your kid unless they say something to you. I mean, I don't think what you're doing is okay.
Mm.
That's a whole nother story. But what if your kid, you're just assuming your daughter has or son has put two and two together. We don't know that for sure. I wouldn't do that. I think if you're going to talk to anyone, yeah, I agree. You talk to your husband, but don't bring it up to your kid. I'm afraid you're going to hurt your child.
I mean, you got to start with the fact of just how nasty this like whole situation is in general. Like, you're at a point of your life where your 9-year-old child just found out about your, she said, side piece. It's an affair. Let's call it that. Your 9-year-old just found out about your affair, which, let's just take a second to gather all of that and just sit down and look at that from the outside for a second. I would say my advice would be probably, I mean, yeah, you probably need to come clean, but then my advice would just be, remember that everything that's coming your way, you completely deserve it. You deserve it, and the reaction and anything you get from any of those people, or maybe connections you lose, or respect maybe from kids, potentially, even maybe not right at the moment, but I'm guessing when your kid gets a little older and is able to grasp all of that, that's a crap move, and you deserve what's coming your way.
Yeah.
Be prepared for that. Remember, you deserve what's coming your way.
I do think that depending on what, I guess I don't know exactly what was spotted on that phone, but I think a lot of 9-year-olds probably in the moment would have been like, what is this? So that does make me think that maybe it wasn't as blatant as you think that it was. But that, yeah, doesn't take away from the fact that you probably should really take a look at what you're doing and what you're so whimsically sending on your phone that could even happen.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not something that should be happening. You have some thoughts for?
Nine is young enough that they probably don't really have a really clear picture, you know what I mean, of what's going on. I feel like, I mean, if it was like a teenager, it'd be a little bit tougher. I feel like with a 9-year-old, maybe just try and explain that you have a friend, because, you know, just like you have friends, grown-ups have friends too, and maybe just try and put it that way so the kid's not traumatized.
That's just my special naked friend.
I mean, when you're 9, naked people are just funny, you know?
I mean, I appreciate that you took this and you actually answered her question, but still. I mean, in addition to all that, you probably should really take a look at some of the choices you're making. What do you see in Amy Kay?
Someone said, you have to have some decency, divorce your husband. How do people just think this is okay? Another person said, definitely come clean, tell your husband, maybe see if you can go to counseling with him. Someone else said, don't gaslight your kid. But have they said anything?
Yeah, I mean, if they haven't actually said anything, I wonder if it was even spotted.
Yeah, how do we know they actually saw it? Another person said, you need to get out of the house. Tell your husband. Begin focusing on rebuilding the trust between you and your child.
And good morning. What you thinking?
Listen, I think she should stay quiet, and for all her daughter knows, that's a model. How about that? It's just a model in her phone.
Mom likes Googling pictures of men shirtless.
Yeah, I screenshot. She can just say, look, I screenshot all the time. That's it.
I like to screenshot looks that I want Dad to do.
Weird.
That's so weird.
Yeah, depending on, because I don't think she didn't really say what it was. It was a message or a picture, did she? She just said she spotted something on the phone. Depending on the content of it and how adult it was, I feel like you maybe just have to have a conversation in general. If it was seen, do you ask? Hey, did you see anything weird on my phone the other day?
That's weird.
Is it that's weirder?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see anything weird on my phone?
Well, because I don't know what it was, but it seems like there's also some potential just like parenting that needs to be done. Never
that's
mind her romantic
too.
Relationship, but just like parenting that needs to be done just to be a decent human being to your kid. Never mind what you've decided to do to your husband, but like maybe just talk about what they made us see. I don't know what the thing was that was seen, but maybe you need to talk about that.
Yeah, that's probably true.
No, that is true. I think, yeah, definitely maybe be a little more aware when you're giving your kids screen time with your phone. I don't know. I almost think you have to wait until they say something to you like, Mommy, what was this?
I also, yeah, maybe.
How old, like, what is a 9-year-old? I'm assuming they're just this little, Mommy, what is, yeah.
That's third grade, so.
Yeah, third, fourth grade.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean,
so plenty,
old enough
probably
to,
old enough to know.
To recognize it was maybe a strange thing to be on the phone.
Yeah.
Definitely. What was the general consensus, or was there not really one? Everybody's just like, this kind of sad.
Everyone's saying it's just kind of sad. You need to talk to your husband. Most people are just saying, fess up to your husband. Don't even worry about the kid yet. Talk to your husband.
I will tell you this, first initial date, I would say we normally spend a little bit more time on these. I don't think that if we do, we're going to get much different for you. It's going to be a lot of, you should probably have a conversation with your husband first and foremost, and then you got to figure out how to assess what was seen there, because if there's something that was seen there, you have some parenting to do. Two separate issues, not one set of envy, and I'm sorry we weren't more help. We're not always going to be, I guess. There's a positive note to end that one on. Sometimes we really can't help you. Good luck. Right, momentarily, a Playhouse poll for Playhouse family member Jess. She's got a much more common issue, that after Pink, Dress Fall. Y94, 8:02 in the morning. Y94, home of the Playhouse, and more music all day.